very sad, really. You know, they obviously had a really good run in the 2020, but they couldn't pull it off on finals day. And it's really sad that they've gone down to Division 2. Hopefully they'll regather, restock, and, you know, bounce straight back next year. It's a hard division to get out of, actually, but I think they've got a talented young squad, and, you know, I think with a couple of good signings, there's no reason why they can't bounce back. But, you know, it's a sad moment for me because the club's close to my heart, and, you know, I don't want to see them in Division 2.
So if you had to give one tip to Hampshire on how to get out of Division 2, you've just done it and won it. What would it be?
I think you've crucially you've got to get off to a good start, which gathers confidence. You know, everyone starts to relax and play their own game. But ultimately, we had a game plan where, you know, we wanted to get 300 plus on the board. That worked, and then we had a seam attack. You know, that could exploit more sporting wickets in Division 2. So ultimately, taking 20 wickets and getting 300, 350 plus was our formula. And through a process, we achieved that, and that made it very difficult for our opposition.
And just finally, at some point down the line, however long and however far down the line that is, would Hampshire be a county that you'd like to manage, like to coach?
It'd be a very proud moment for me, that. You know, I still live in Wimborne. As I said before, Hampshire's very close to my heart. I always look out for their results. Ultimately, you know, I'm loving what I'm doing at Middlesex, but yeah, it'd be great to return one day and help the county achieve, you know, what they want to.